It's a sunny Saturday morning at the Randall Davie Audubon Center, way up Canyon Road in the foothills of the Sangre de Cristos. Jays, chickadees, nuthatches are all keeping a noisy watch on the feeders and the festivities. Audubon New Mexico is honoring Rachel Carson, whose book, Silent Spring, was published 50 years ago. Carson wrote of how birds exposed to the pesticide DDT were laying eggs with shells so thin they broke before hatching time.
In September 1962 was when the book first came out, and it really revolutionized conservation and a lot of the work that's been done in the last 50 years in the United States.
That's Karen Stockdale, Executive Director of Audubon New Mexico. She explains that the Audubon Society's beginnings in the 1880s were inspired by women. Women gathered in book clubs, tea clubs, quilt clubs, and the early bird clubs that led to the creation of the Audubon Society. In Boston, one group of women took a look at the fashion industry.
There were fancy feathers and eventually whole birds that were put into ladies' hats, and they were appalled that it was decimating a lot of the populations of birds in America, and particularly in Florida.
At the event in Santa Fe, Audubon is also honoring one New Mexico woman, not for her work with birds, but uranium. Nadine Padilla is of Navajo and Pueblo descent. She grew up near the heart of New Mexico's uranium industry. Today, she works to protect the area's groundwater from contamination. It's tricky work, and oftentimes, members of the community, Anglo, Native, and Spanish, have fought amongst one another. That's changing through the work Padilla does with MACE, the Multicultural Alliance for a Safe Environment.
We have, you know, Navajo people traveling into Grants to testify on, you know, their neighbors' issues. And in return, people from Milan will travel out to Crown Point or Church Rock to testify in support of the community.
Community cooperation's been effective, she says.
And I think that when regulators or elected officials see this, it really kind of shocks them that we've been able to unite so much around our common issues.
Whether the issue is uranium mining or global climate change, many people are overwhelmed. Reaching out, working together, and hearing success stories are some of the ways women at the event say they overcome their discouragement.
Well, after hearing these young speakers, I am optimistic.
That's Gordy Holloway from Santa Fe.
We all can do a small part, but the small parts put together make a big influence on how our environment is looked on and how we treat this earth that we're all members of.
Small actions or long-ago events still resonate today. In a few months, bald eagles will start looming above the Rio Grande. They're common enough in the winter that commuters can even spot them while crossing the Alameda Bridge in Albuquerque. Bald eagles were nearly extinct in the 1960s, but Carson's campaign against DDT led to a ban on the pesticide and the eventual recovery of many bird species, including bald eagles. On KUNM's Conservation Beat, I'm Laura Paskus.